Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmoke. We're joined by former Giants center Sean O'Hara. We're going to break down three plays that could have been the difference between a Giants win or a loss on Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. And Sean, let's start in the third quarter, 10-43 remaining. The Giants have it 3rd-and-1 on the 45-yard line. Now, this play comes after two successful runs for 6 yards and 3 yards. The Giants try it one more time, but this time without the success.
Yeah, John, when you call a 3rd-and-1 football play, it's a situational play. So it's really pride is on the line, and Kevin Gilbride decides to go with a toss sweep. Basically, they start out here. They start out with the formation to the left, and then Eli, you see here, he calls a shift, and they shift to a trips right kind of bunch look right here. Now, basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to outflank the defense. Now, whenever you call a play like this, all right, you have to – your hat placement is key, but you have to edge the defense somewhere. And the reason why Kevin Gilbride called this play is because David Wilson, he's a burner. Everybody knows he's got speed. So you call a toss play, try to get him to the edge. Now, you see right here, Brandon Myers does a good job of trying to edge the defense. That's a good block right there. But this play doesn't work because they don't edge the defense on the outside. Bear Pascal – he doesn't do a great job here. And then James Brewer pulling up, as you can see, just they don't get much movement here. And give credit to the Chiefs defense. This was a big stop right here. We'll see it from the end zone, and I'll talk a little bit more about the hat placement that I was referring to before. So the Giants, they shift right here now. And you can see the Chiefs adjusting accordingly, bringing over Derek Johnson. They understand what's going on here. Look at Brandon Myers and look at the tight end, Larry Donnell. They're looking at their defenders. They're eyeballing them. They're telling them, I'm blocking you. But watch the hat placement right here. Okay, this hat placement needs to be better by Donnell. Derek Johnson scrapes over the top. And watch, Derek Johnson ends up eating up James Brewer, who pulls around too. And James Brewer, a young guy, here's what I'd like to see from him. Just come in here and just clean this hole out. Just be physical. Be physical on this linebacker. He's already being distracted by 84. Give David Wilson room to run. They don't convert. It was a big play. It was a big momentum loss for the Giants.
And, Sean, let's go to later on then in that third quarter. It's still only 10-7. The Giants still in this ball game. They have to punt. Steve Weatherford puts a lot of air under the ball, kicks a 59-yard punt to the numbers. Dexter McCluster catches it, and then he runs a long way.
Yeah, John, Dexter McCluster, he's very dangerous. And, you know, Steve Weatherford, like you mentioned, he got a really good kick here. Sometimes you can outkick your coverage, and that's exactly what happens right here on this play. Now, you see here at the top of the screen, that's Demontre Moore. Defensive end, he's a gunner. Typically, defensive ends aren't gunners, but he does a great job running with like his hair's on fire. Now, when I say I'll kick your coverage, look at how much space there is between most of the defenders for the Giants and when he catches this football, how much room he has to run. I know that his eyes are getting really big. A great job right here by the Chiefs blocking on 84, but we also see a block in the back right here on Ryan Mundy. Now, I think if Ryan Mundy had accelerated and not slowed up here, he wouldn't have gotten block in the back right there, and I think there would have been an actual flag on there. But you see McCluster making guys miss left and right. And once he gets out in the open field, John, nobody's going to catch him from behind. We'll see another angle here from the end zone.
And by the way, earlier in the game, the Giants had a punt return brought back on a block in the back by Justin Tretill. That wasn't quite as egregious as that.
Yeah, penalties were a theme of the day for the Giants. Here's the kick by Weatherford. You know, good protection. You can see right there, this is not a punt rush by the Chiefs. This was a punt return all the way. They're engaging their blockers. They're trying not to let them off the line of scrimmage. I mentioned all that space. This is the reason why they had all that space, because they're holding them up at the line of scrimmage. They're not actually trying to block this punt here. Again, a great job by Demontre Moore. Great hustle by him, making an impact on special teams. Now, he makes him make a football move. That's what you ask from your gunner to do. And now you hear, you see Ryan Mundy. Again, questionable call right here, John. That could have been a block in the back. But still, you've got to rally the troops. Guys have to break down and make a tackle. That's Keith Rivers right there. There's no excuse for this right here to slip and fall. You've got to break down, especially on a guy like McCluster. And then 59 right there, you know, makes another missed tackle. And there's no chance for Steve Weatherford to even make a play on the return.
And, Sean, we've looked at a couple of miscues on offense and on special teams. But the defense played a role in this game as well. They kept the Giants in the game, but they had some breakdowns in that fourth quarter. And that's where we go now. There's 9:07 to play. The Giants only down 17-7. Now, the Chiefs have it 1st-and-25 after a clipping penalty in Giants territory. Now, this is the same drive in which the Giants committed that illegal formation penalty that took the field goal off the board. The Chiefs won a touchdown, but that clipping penalty pushed them out of field goal range. Giants a chance to really give their offense the ball back to make a play.
Yeah, John, this is a great opportunity for the Giants. You have the Chiefs offense at 1st-and-25. And look at the very first play. The Chiefs come out. They run a play action pass. Now, Alex Smith, give him credit. He shows the ball here, and look at him turn his head around. This play action sucks the linebackers up. You see their eyes as they look at the running back, sucks them up, and it creates this space. Look at all the space right here between the linebackers and the safety. That's where Alex Smith drops the ball in very nicely. And for the Giants, this was a huge, huge play because, again, first and 25, you know, if you get one stop, you get them in second and long, third and long, they play right in your hands. Now, I want you to watch here, John. When we talk about play action pass as an offensive line, we talk about staying low with your pad level, keeping your hat down, because that's what linebackers read when they're looking through the backfield into the quarterback. They do a great job. It looks like run from here, right, John? So watch Herzlick and Pacinger both step up. Now, Herzlick sees the tight end. You have to make contact on that tight end right there. You have to disrupt his pass pattern. Otherwise, your safety will never have enough time to come up and cover him. He doesn't get any contact on him. And, again, Alex Smith drops it right in there for a huge play for the Kansas City Chiefs and a tough nonstop for the Giants defense.
Now, Sean, the score is 31-7, but the game was really much closer for most of this contest. And the Giants, much like the game against Denver, made bad mistakes at the wrong times at all facets of the game. How do they go about cleaning up those mistakes so next time they're in a close game like this, they can close it out in the fourth quarter instead of letting it get away?
Well, I think it's attention to detail, John, and good football teams can overcome some mistakes. Right now, the Giants are struggling with their confidence. So teams that we have seen in the past overcome penalties, overcome errors on special teams, that they've been able to rely on the defense to step up and stop offenses. They've also been able to rely on Eli Manning and company to rally them back. We are not seeing that from the New York Giants. And really, it starts with the basics. It's blocking, it's tackling, it's catching, it's throwing. It's fundamental football, and that's what the Giants are struggling with.
Sean, appreciate the time as always. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean.
And that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. Enjoy your week, everybody.